First of all, I'd like to welcome the college student coming home.
首先，我要欢迎大学生回到家里。
I want to express to you how much we're happy to see you back in Houston.
我们要向你说何等欢喜看见你们回到休斯顿。
And we also want to say we love to see those that go to college in Houston. We love to see you every week.
我对于在休斯顿上大学的孩子们，我们很高兴能够常看到你们。
The hymn we just sung is the theme song of this upcoming summer conference.
我们刚才唱的这首诗歌是我们这次夏令会的主题。
So for next couple of weeks, if you have time, you have a hymn book in your home, which we should all have. You should sing this song a few times.
在下面这几周，如果你家里有诗歌本，你应该有这诗歌本，请你多唱这首诗歌。
And to prepare our heart and our spirit for this time, before the Lord.
我们要在主面前预备我们的心，我们的灵。
And the conference thing is to stand, firm in the Lord.
这夏令会的主题就是我们要为耶稣站住。
Let's turn to our Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 23.
请翻开撒母耳记下23章。
2 Samuel chapter 23, we'd like to start with verse 8 until verse 12.
撒母耳记下23章，我们要从第八节读到十二节。
These are the names of the mighty men whom David had. Josheph, Bathsheba, a Tekoite, chief of the captains. He was called Adino the Ezonite because of 800 slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, an Ahonite,one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were gathered there to battle, and the men of Israel had withdrawn. He arose and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary and clung to the sword. And the Lord brought about a great victory that day, and the people returned.After him only to strip the slain. Now after him was Shemot, the son of Agi, and Hararite, and the Philistines were gathered into a troop where there was a plot of ground full of lentils. And the people fled from the Philistines, but he took his stand in the midst of the plot, defended it,and struck the Philistines, and the Lord brought about a great victory.
撒母耳记下二十三章第八节，大卫勇士的名字记在下面。他格门人约瑟巴舍，又称伊斯尼人雅底纳，他是军长的统领，一时击杀了800人。其次是雅和人朵多的儿子以利亚撒。从前非利士人聚集要打仗。以色列人迎着上去，有跟随大卫的三个勇士向非利士人骂阵，其中有以利亚撒，他起来击杀非利士人，直到手臂疲乏，手粘住刀，把那日耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。众民在以利亚撒后头专夺财物。其次是哈拉人雅基的儿子沙马。一日，非利士人聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里，众民就在非利士人面前逃跑，沙马却站在那田间，击杀非利士人，救护了那田。耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we do thank you that we can have this opportunity to gather in your house.
父啊，我们感谢你，我们能有这机会聚集在你的家中。
And we pray that you would grant us that spirit of revelation this morning.
我们祷告你今天早晨赐给我们智慧，是智慧和启示的灵。
So our heart will long for that city with foundation.
叫我们的心可想那有根基的城。
And willing to take our stand for your inheritance.
我们也愿意为你的产业站住。
Lord, we do pray for this time.
我们为这段时间祷告。
And we recognize our inability to speak and translate and hear.
我们承认我们不能讲，不能翻译，不能听。
Therefore, we rely on the Holy Spirit.
因此我们依靠圣灵。
And all of us need the Spirit to quicken our heart.
我们需要圣灵来唤醒我们的心。
So that this time will be fruitful.
叫这段时间能够结出果子来。
Then we commit this hour into your hand.
我们把这段时间交托在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
In the 2 Samuel chapter 23 is the time when David approached his very old age.
在撒母耳记下23章这里是讲到大卫到了他年老的时候。
And he began to reflect on his own life.
他开始回顾他的一生。
And to express an appreciation of Lord's mercy throughout his whole life.
他向主表达他这一生中主向他显的怜悯。
Then he started writing a song in chapter 22.
在二十三章他就开始写了一篇诗。
Then continue on into 23rd.
继续到二十三章。
And in 23rd, David has a very beautiful name mentioned in the beginning of the chapters.
在二十三章，大卫有一个很美的名字。
He was named the Sweet Psalmist of Israel.
他的名字是以色列的美歌者。
Now his heart was so captured by the Lord.And his life was like a musical instrument, and from which a sweet psalms were continuously flowing out.
他的心被主所夺，所以他的一生就像一个乐器，从里面不断的涌出甜美的诗篇。
I really love this word, the sweet psalmist of Israel.
我实在很喜欢这话，以色列的美歌者。
And I really pray that every one of us will become such a sweet psalmist in our life.
愿意我们的一生都能成为这美歌者。
A couple of weeks ago, I was in London.
几周前我在伦敦。
I happened to be with my sister at the time.
那是我和我姐姐在一起。我的姊妹，我的妻子。
And all of a sudden, I was reminded that I was wondering whether the London Symphony Orchestra was in town.
我那时候就知道伦敦交响乐团。
我想知道。
我想知道伦敦交响乐团是否在城里。
So therefore, I check online. I realized.They were in town.
因此我在网上查到，他们确实在城里。
Not only they were in town, they had a concert only like 2 days later.
他们不但在城里，而且两天之后他们就有音乐会。
And I was very excited. I was trying to find there were any seats available.
我就很兴奋，我就查看他有没有座位。
And it's pretty full, but I did see a few seats.
我发现真的还有座位。
I couldn't believe there are only a few seats left.
我不能相信，只有几个座位。
I don't know whether that's real. I tried to click it, and it accepted.
我就试着就要订那个位置，结果他就接受了。
So we got two seats.
所以我们就买到两张票。
And then we find a way to get to the concert hall.
我们就到了那个音乐厅。
And the first time I was able to sit in front of London Symphony Orchestra.
我就是生平第一次坐在伦敦交响乐团的面前。
And with hundreds of singers behind them.
在他们后面有几百个歌唱者。
And there are soloists.
还有独唱者。
Two and a half hours.
两个半钟头。
Now it's amazing. It's an amazing experience to be in that.A concert hall to hear all the music coming from the professionals and all those singers singing songs together. It's just such a glorious time.
那实在是非常奇妙、非常荣耀的时刻，能够听到这么许多的歌者和那乐队的一起的演奏和表演。
Yesterday when I read the verse, the sweet summons of Israel, and I think that all of us could be that sweet summons of Israel.
因此，当我昨天读到这以色列的美歌者
，and maybe one day when we gather before the Lord.
我就知道有，也许有一天我们在聚集在主面前的时候
，And there will be the greatest symphony orchestra ever.
那将是最伟大的一个交响乐团。
And there will be thousands of ten thousands of singers.
会有千千万万的唱歌者。
And we all worship together, singing the Lamb, upon the throne.Is worthy to be praised.
我们要一起唱说，坐在宝座上的羔羊配得我们的敬拜。
May the Lord would open our spirit to long for that day.
愿主开我们的灵，叫我们能够羡慕可想那一日。
Not only we can be a sweet psalmist at that day, we can be a sweet psalmist today.
不但那日我们是美歌者，今日我们就能成为美歌者。
It is such a beautiful.Concept that you and I, a sinner as you and I, can one day become a sweet psalmist.
这是何等的奇妙！我你和我有一日都会成为这美歌者。
And in 23rd, David wrote this short psalm this way. He said, "Who verse number three?" He who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of God, is as the light of the morning when the sun rises.
这里大卫在第三节这里说，那以公义治理人民的，敬畏神执掌权柄的，他必像日出的晨光。
This is really a sweet idea.
这是何等甜美的思想。
If we rule in the fear of God, we will be like the light.In the morning,
如果我们敬畏神执掌权柄，就会如同日出的晨光。
I was worried yesterday. How do I share this verse with our young people here?
昨天我很担忧，不知道怎么样向年轻人来交通这一节。
I believe those who are younger than 30 years have very little opportunity to see sunrises.
因为我相信三十岁以下的人大概很少有机会看见日出。
I just observe from my own children that I do not believe they have any opportunity to see sunrises.
我从我的孩子就可以观察到，我想他们没有什么机会能够看到日出。
When I was young, I saw sunrise every day.
当我年轻的时候，我每天都看到日出。
I left home in the dark, and the sun rise up when I was on my way to school every single day.
我每一天我出门的时候天还黑着，所以在我往走出在路上我就看到日出。
But not young people today.
但是现在年轻人却看不到。
Therefore, you probably never have opportunity to see the light of from the sun that rise in the morning.
因此，可能你就看不到日出的晨光。
But it is a special time. It's a special place to see the sunlight.
但是那是一个特别的时候，一个特别的地方，你看到日出。
And for those who rules in fear of God, their life is like the light of the morning.
对于敬畏神、执掌王权的，他就像日出的晨光。
And that light gives life.
而那光能够给生命。
And that is what we should be.
那就是我们所应当是的。
We should be the light in the morning that gives life to those who interact with us.
我们应当成为日出的晨光，能将生命赐给我们周围的人。
So I don't know, brother and sister, is this a reality in our life?
弟兄们，我不知道这是不是我们生命中的实际。
No, every day when we get up in the morning, do we light the light in the morning?
每天早晨我们起来的时候，我们是不是要开灯？
No, 我们是不是像晨光?
像晨光, 我们是否像晨光?
And I think that the best person to know that is your spouse.
我想能够最知道这事就是你的配偶。
And whether when you get up in the morning, you like the light in the morning, we just have to ask your spouse.
当你早晨起来的时候,你是不是像晨光? 要问你的配偶。
Are you in the morning give life to the person that interacts with you?
在你早晨,你是不是像晨光能把生命赐给你周围的人?
Is that our reality? In the morning, when the person interacts with us, they receive life.
是不是在早晨与我们相交的人都能够得到生命?
Brothers and sisters, I believe David is the light of the morning to Mephibosheth.
弟兄姊妹,我相信大卫他是日出的晨光,对着米菲波设他是。
Every time Mephibosheth saw David, David is like the light of the morning.
每一次米菲波设看见大卫,大卫就如同日出的晨光。
Brothers, how sweet this is.
弟兄姊妹,这是何等的甜美。
This is the promise that we should be like the light of the morning.
这是应许,叫我们成为日出的晨光。
But then the sun gets better.
然后这诗就更美了。
And David said, Truly is not my household with God, for he has made an everlasting covenant with me, ordered in all things and secure for all my salvation and all my desire, while he not indeed make it grow.
第五节,我家在神面前,并非如此,神却与我立永远的约,这约凡事坚稳,关乎我的一切救恩,和我一切所想望的。
David was saying, I'm not worthy of this.
大卫说,我不配。
I'm not the light of the morning.
我并不是日出的晨光。
God made a covenant, everlasting covenant with me.
神却与我立了永远的约。
And God secured all my salvation and all my desire.
而这约凡事坚稳关乎我一切的救恩和我一切所想望的。
It's not about David.
这不关乎大卫。
It is the covenant God made with David.
而是神与大卫所立的永远的约。
In that covenant, God promises David that he will be the light of the morning.
而在这约里,神允许大卫他是日出的晨光。
Then the song gets even sweeter.
然后这歌就更美了。
Then in verse 6, But the worthless, every one of them, will be thrust away like thorns, because they cannot be taken in hands.
匪类都必像荆棘被丢弃,人不敢用手拿他。
Some may interpret that David was talking about his enemies.
有人会说大卫是在说他的仇敌。
But I read it a little differently.
但我却有不同的看法。
Without the covenant, even David will be like thorns.
若没有这约,大卫也如同荆棘。
Without a covenant, David will not be taken in hands.
若没有这约,人也不敢用手拿大卫。
You know, if we are thorns, then thorns cannot be taken in hands.
如果我们是荆棘,那人就不敢用手来拿着荆棘。
No, our life before the covenant is nothing but thorns.
我没有约,我们就是荆棘。
But with the covenant, there is a hope that our life will become the light of the morning.
但有了这约,我们的生命就有盼望,就如同日出的晨光。
Brothers and sisters, why do we have issues in our family?
弟兄姊妹,为什么在我们家中有难处?
It is because our life is the life of thorns.
因为我们的生命是荆棘的生命。
And thorns cannot be taken in hands.
荆棘不能用手拿它。
If you wake up in the morning, then you have a life of thorns, and the thorns cannot be taken in hands.
如果你早晨起来,你的生命就如同荆棘,那这荆棘是不能用手去拿的。
If your spouse touch you, your spouse touched thorns.
如果你的配偶碰到你,就碰到了荆棘。
Instead of the light of the morning, he touched or she touched thorns.
不是日出的晨光,而是荆棘。
Therefore, there is a need for a covenant.
因此我们需要这永远的约。
The covenant is to transform the life of thorns into the life of the light of the morning.
这永远的约能把我们荆棘的生命变成日出的晨光的生命。
This is our Lord intended for us.
这是主向我们的心意。
And Lord would transform our life on this earth from thorns to the life of the morning.
主会把我们在地上的生命从荆棘变成为日出的晨光。
But God in His wisdom is waiting for the mighty man.
在神的大智慧中，他在等候一位勇士。
Therefore, David began to list the mighty man in his life.
因此，大卫就开始列出来的大卫的勇士。
There were 37 mighty men in David's life.
在大卫一生中有37位勇士。
But there were three mighty men. They were the greatest.
但有三位是最伟大的勇士。
And this morning we want to look at these three mighty men.
今天早晨我们要来看这三位勇士。
And their role that play in God's purpose.
而他们都是因神旨意而所用的。
And the first person is Joshua Bathsheba.
第一个人是约瑟巴设。
The second person is Eliezer.
第二个人是以利亚撒。
And the third person is Shammah.
第三个人是沙马。
Therefore, let's start with the first person.
让我们先来讲第一个人。
And this is the greatest mighty man.
这是最伟大的勇士。
Joshua Bathsheba.
约瑟巴设。
And he is a Tekoite.
他是伊利尼人。 他是他格门人。
And he was chief of captains.
他是军长的统领。
He's not only the captain.
他不仅是统领。
He's the captain of the captains.
他是统领中的统领。
Then he was called Adino the Asenite.
他又称为伊斯尼人雅底纳。
And he slain 800 persons at one time.
他一时击杀了800人。
And this word, Joshua Bathsheba, means the one who sat in the seat.
而这亚斯尼人的意思就是坐在座位上的。
And it's very strange meaning of a name who sat in the seat.
这是很奇异的，他是坐在座位上的人。
It's contrary to our thinking about a captain of captains.
这是跟我们所想的这个统领中的统领是不同的。
So we think that the captain of captains should be riding on a horse.
我们想这军长的统领应该是骑马的。
But this captain of captains was sitting in the seat.
但这位军长的统领他是坐在座位上的。
So how can he sit in the seat?
他如何能坐在座位上?
How can he be the captain of the captains while sitting in the seat?
他如何能坐在座位上却能成为军长的统领?
Because he knew that the Lord was the real captain.
因为他知道耶和华才是真的统领。
Because he knew the Lord is the captain of all battles.
他知道耶和华是所有战役的统领。
And this is the requirement for those who will be the captain of captains in Lord's army.
这就是在耶和华军队里头做统领的要求。
And we learn from the book of Joshua.
我们从约书亚记里头看到。
Joshua was the captain of captains.
约书亚他也是统领。
But before he can fight, he must learn a lesson.
但是在他能征战以前，他必须学到一个功课。
Is that the Lord is the captain of the host of the Lord.
是耶和华才是耶和华军队的元帅。
So, one day when the Lord revealed this to Joshua,
有一天当主启示这事给约书亚。
And Joshua realized that he was not the captain.
约书亚就知道他不是那统领。
Then he asked the Lord, has my Lord to say to his servant?
他就问主说，我主有什么话要吩咐仆人？
The Lord said, remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy.
主就说，将你脚下的鞋脱下，因为你所站之地是圣的。
And Joshua was standing in the holy ground.
约书亚站在这圣地。
And removing his sandals, is acknowledgement that the Lord should be in his rightful place.
脱去鞋就是承认主当在他当得的地位上。
So by removing his sandal, he acknowledged that the Lord is the real captain.
因此当他脱去鞋，他就宣告耶和华才是那真的统领。
And that was the most critical moment of the Battle of Jericho.
这就是耶利哥战役最关键的时刻。
Brothers and sisters, this is a mighty man.
弟兄姊妹，这就是一位大能的勇士。
The mighty man is not what we think.
大能勇士不是我们所想的。
Mighty man is the one who recognizes that the battle belonged to the Lord.
大能的勇士，他承认战役属于耶和华。
And the mighty man will recognize that the Lord is the captain.
大能的勇士能够承认耶和华是他军队的元帅。
Today we face impossible battle.
今天我们也面对不可能的战役。
And the challenge that we're facing today are numerous.
我们今天所面对的挑战是无数的。
How can be a mighty man in front of those challenges?
这大能的勇士如何来面对这些挑战?
Is to recognize the Lord is the captain.
是要宣告主才是元帅。
The enemy was doing everything possible to try to be the captain ourselves.
这仇敌会竭尽所能的要来做我们的统领。
And this is our natural tendency is to be the captain ourselves.
这是我们天然的倾向，我们自己来做统领。
We want to fight the battle ourselves.
我们要自己来征战。
We want to solve the problem ourselves.
我们要自己来解决问题。
But that's not a mighty man.
但这不是勇士。
It's not a mighty man of the Bible.
这不是圣经中所说的大能的勇士。
The mighty man of the Bible, the greatest mighty man of the mighty men, is the one who recognized the Lord is the captain.
在圣经中最伟大的大能的勇士，他承认主耶稣才是元帅，主才是元帅。
To win any spiritual battle, we must recognize that the Lord is the captain.
要赢得任何属灵的征战，我们必须宣告主才是元帅。
I think in theory we all recognize that.
理论上我们都知道。
If we give a test, every one of us, maybe 90% of us, will give the right answers.
如果我们考试, 90%的人都可以给正确的答案。
And we will ask, who is the captain of our battles?
我们要问谁是我们征战的元帅。
And we will write, yes, the Lord is the captain.
我们都会说是的。 主是征战的元帅。
But the problem is, we never remove our shoes.
但问题是我们从没有脱下鞋。
We never really give the authority to the Lord.
我们从没有把权柄归给主。
We knew the Lord is captain in theory.
在理论上我们知道主是元帅。
But when we have a challenge in our marriage,
等到我们在婚姻生活上有挑战时,
then we are the captain.
我们就做了元帅。
When we have a challenge in raising our children,
当我们在养育孩子的事上有了挑战,
then we are the captain.
我们就做了元帅。
When we have challenge in our business,
当我们在生意上有了挑战,
we are the captain.
我们就做了元帅。
We love to be the captain.
我们喜欢做元帅。
This is not a mighty man.
这不是大能勇士所做的。
The mighty man will be giving that sandal, will removing that sandal.
大能的勇士会脱去他的鞋。
Brothers and sisters, we are thorns.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是荆棘。
But God made a covenant with us.
但神与我们立了永远的约。
To transform this storm into the light of the morning.
要把我们这荆棘的生命要改变成日出的晨光的生命。
How is this transformation taking place?
这改变如何发生呢?
It takes place when you say, Lord, you are the captain.
当我们说, 主,你是我的元帅, 这时就发生了。
Then transformation is taking place in our heart.
这改变就在我们心中发生。
Every time we give that battle away,
每一次我们把能交托着征战。
Every time we give the leadership away to the Lord.
每次我们把这个主权交给主耶稣。
There is a transformation in our heart.
在我们心中就有了这改变。
The storms is changing a little bit.
这荆棘就改变了一点。
And this is the beginning of that mighty man.
这就是这勇士的开始。
Brothers and sisters, this is the challenges of our life.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们生命中的挑战。
No, if you turn the battle to the Lord,
如果你把这战役交托给主，
there's something happening in your life.
在你生命中就会发生什么。
And his name is called Adino the Ezanite.
他的名字又称为伊斯尼人雅底娜。
No, Adino means playing as a worm.
雅底娜的意思就是软的像虫。
It's very, very soft.
是非常柔软的。
Very, very flexible.
是非常有弹性的。
Ezanite means as strong as the tree.
伊斯尼的意思就是如同树那样刚强。
So you put Adino and Ezanite together, it's a unique combination of flexibility and strength.
所以你把伊斯尼人和雅底娜放在一起，就是一个非常独特的组合，就是又有弹性，它又刚强。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思
？If we remove the sandal, give the battle to the Lord, then we are as soft as possible before the Lord.
如果你把鞋脱去，你把主权交给主，那么我们就如同一样软柔软。
Before the enemy, we will be as strong as the tree.
在仇敌面前，我们却如同树那样刚强。
And this is a transformation occurring in our heart.
这就是在我们心中的改变。
So, brother and sister, this must happen.
弟兄姊妹，这必须发生。
Lord is looking for a mighty man.
主在寻找大能的勇士。
Lord is looking for a mighty man in your house.
主在你家中寻找大能的勇士。
If there is a battle going on in your house.
如果你家中有征战。
Lord is looking for a mighty man in your house.
主在你的家中寻找的勇士。
Who in your house will be the mighty man to turn the battle to the Lord?
谁是你家中的勇士，能把这征战交给主
？Who in your household is willing to be as soft as a worm before the Lord?
谁在你的家中在主面前柔软如虫
？Who in your household is willing to be as strong as a tree before the enemy?
谁在你的家中在仇敌的面前刚强如树
？If there is a mighty man in your house, then the Lord will conquer the battle in your house.
如果你家中有这勇士。主就能够帮你胜过这征战。
You know, Jehoshaphat slain 800 at one time.
这约瑟巴色他一时击杀了800人。
It's not possible, to be done by a single person. Just not possible.
由一个人来做这事是不可能的。
And it is the captain of the host of the Lord that did it.
而是耶和华军队的元帅所做成的。
And We believe that it is because his recognition that the Lord is the captain that he was placed in such a high place.
因为他承认耶和华是军队的元帅，所以他才能放在这高位。
Brothers and sisters, there is a huge battle in front of us.
弟兄姊妹，我们面前就有极大的征战。
And God has a plan to win this battle.
神预定要赢得这征战
，But he's looking for a mighty man.
但他在寻找一个勇士
，Like Jehoshaphat，
如同约瑟巴设
，Who has the courage to give the battle to the Lord？
他有胆量能把这征战交托给主。
Brothers and sisters, it's not easy to give the battle to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，把征战交托给主是不容易的。
We would rather hang on with our own battles.
我们宁可自己持守着这征战。
It takes courage to turn that battle away to the Lord.
这需要极大的胆量，能把这征战交托给主。
And that is why it is called a mighty man.
这就是为什么他被称为大能的勇士。
He's courageous.
他是有胆量的。
This is not my battle.
这不是我的征战。
This is the Lord's battle.
这是主的征战。
I'm willing to give this battle away.
我愿意把这征战交托。
This.Is what God is looking for today.
这是主今天所在寻找的。
If you are such a man,
如果你是这样的人
，You are facing a battle today.
今天你面对一个征战。
I don't know what that battle is.
我不知道是什么。
But if you are in the battle today,
如果你今天正在这样征战中
，And God is looking for a mighty man.
主在寻找一位大能的勇士。
Who will give that battle to the Lord?
他愿意把这征战交托给主。
This is the first person.
这是第一个人。
The second mighty man is Eliezer.
第二个勇士是以利亚撒。
No, Eliezer is the son of Dodo, the Ahohite.
以利亚撒是亚和人朵多的儿子。
And this tribe lives in the hill.
这一族人他们住在山上。
They become traditional fighters.
他们是传统的战士。
And Eliezer came from such a family.
以利亚撒就是从这样家庭出生的。
And the Bible said that he defied the Philistines when the men of Israel had withdrawn.
他在圣经上说，他击杀了非利士人，当以色列人退后的时候。
We live in the same, almost at the same situation as Eliezer.
今天我们也像以利亚撒一样活在同样的世代中。
We live in the days where the men of Israel had withdrawn.
我们生活在这样的世代，以色列人退后了。
No matter where you go,
无论你往哪里去
，you will see the same thing.
你就看到同样的事。
The men of Israel had withdrawn.
以色列人退后了。
But yes, the people of God still gather, even gather in very large scale.
但神的子民仍旧是有很多人在聚集。
And people of God still gather for many different reasons.
神的子民为了许多不同的原因而聚集。
But today, the people of God do not gather to defile the Philistines.
但今天神的子民不是为了击杀腓力斯人而聚集。
No, the children of God do not gather.To defy Philistine in prayer.
神的儿女不是为了击杀腓力士人而祷告。
So the Philistines are here.
因此腓力士人就在这里。
But the men of Israel had withdrawn.
但以色列人却退后了。
And that's the situation we're in today.
这就是今天的光景。
And in this situation, in this conditions, God is looking for a mighty man.
在这样的光景中，神在寻找一位勇士。
And this man is Eliezer.
这勇士就是以利亚撒。
Bible says he arose and struck the Philistine.
圣经说他就起来，击杀腓力士人。
He's doing something that's opposite to the rest of Israelites.
他所做的是与其他以色列人相反的。
The men of Israel withdraw, but Eliezer arises.
其他以色列人退后了，但以利亚撒却起来。
He was not discouraged by the rest of Israel.
他不因其他以色列人的表现而气馁。
Brothers and sisters, today are we like the men of Israel, or are we like Eliezer?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是像这些以色列人呢，还是我们像以利亚撒
？Are we willing to arise and defile the Philistines?
我们愿意为主起来。击杀这腓力士人吗
？God is looking for Eliezer today.
神正在寻找以利亚撒。
God is looking for those mighty men who will arise and defile Philistines.
神在寻找这样的大能的勇士，能够击杀腓力士人。
Indeed, today many children of God had withdrawn.
今天许多神的儿女都退后了。
Withdrawn from these battles.
从这战役中退后了。
But it's more important to have mighty men like Eliezer.
但最重要的是要有勇士，如同以利亚撒。
You know, in practical terms,
在实际上来说
，fighting or defile Philistine is like when you gather together to pray for God's house.
击杀腓力士人就是我们聚集在神家中来祷告。
You know, when you gather with one or two brothers and sisters, and you gather to pray for the house of God, you are fighting the Philistines.
当你与弟兄姊妹聚集来祷告的时候，你就是在击杀腓力士人。
And today, many children of God has withdrawn from these battles.
今天许多神的儿女都从这征战中退后了。
Therefore, God is looking for the mighty men again.
因此，神又在寻找大能的勇士。
And God is looking for those who are willing to arise and defile the Philistines.
神在寻找那些愿意起来为来击杀非利士人的勇士。
Brothers and sisters, so we need to think about this. Where are we today?
弟兄姊妹，我们必须思想这事。今天我们在何处
？With regard to this battle with the Philistine, where are we today？
在与非利士人征战这事，我们在何处
？Are we like the Eleazar？
我们像以利亚撒吗
？Or are we like the rest of the men of Israel？
或我们像其他的以色列人
？Have we withdrawn from the battle？
我们是否从这战役中退后了
？Or are we going to arise and fight？
或是我们要起来征战？
Brothers and sisters, this is a critical matter today.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天极关键的事。
If you ask me, what is the most critical need of the assembly today?
如果你问我今天教会中最重要的聚会是什么？
最重要的事。
最重要的事。
需要。
需要，最重要的需要是什么
？I will tell you, we need Eleazar.
我会告诉你，我们需要以利亚撒。
This most important thing.That we need today is more Eleazars.
我们今天最重要的就是我们需要更多的以利亚撒。
It's not everything else.
不是其他的事。
Everything else could be secondary.
其他的事都是次要的。
We need more Eleazars.
我们需要更多的以利亚撒。
Who's willing to arise.
他愿意起来。
Even when many had withdrawn.
虽然许多人退后了。
Then the Bible said,Then he struck the Philistine until his hand was weary and clung to the sword.
圣经说他起来击杀非利士人，击到手臂疲乏，手粘住刀把。
Now he held his sword tight and he never let go of his sword.
他紧抓着他的刀，他从没有放开。
It didn't matter what happened to him. Eleazar held tight onto his sword.
无论发生什么。以利亚撒总是紧抓着他的刀。
He would never let go of his sword.
他从不放下他的刀。
Even when he was weary.
甚至当他疲乏的时候。
When he was tired, he even applied more strength to hold on to the sword.
当他疲乏的时候，他却更紧地抓住他的刀。
So what does this mean spiritually?
这是在属灵的意义是什么
？No, the sword in our hand is the word of the Lord.
在我们手中的刀就是主的话。
It is the truth.
就是真理。
So therefore, a mighty man will hold on to the truth very tight.
大能的勇士会紧紧地持守真理。
Doesn't matter whether he's tired or not.
无论他是否疲乏。
Even when he is weary.
虽然他非常的疲乏。
He will never let go of the truth.
他从不会放开这真理。
He will hold on to the truth tight.
他会紧紧地持守真理。
Until that his hand clung to His sword.
直到他的手粘住刀把。
Therefore, you cannot separate between Eleazar from his sword.
因此，以利亚撒和他的刀是不能分开的。
And you can say that Eleazar hold on to the sword.
你可以说是以利亚撒紧抓着他的刀。
But you can also say the truth, the sword holds on to Eleazar.
你也可以说是真理抓着以利亚撒。
There's no separation between this mighty man and the truth.
这位勇士和真理是永不分开的。
Brothers, sisters, this is the mighty man.
弟兄姊妹，这就是大能的勇士。
You can never separate the truth from this man any longer.
你永不能把真理从这勇士中分开。
Brothers, sisters, what does this mean?
弟兄姊妹，这是什么意思
？What does it mean practically？
在实际生活上，这是什么意思
？Okay, if we hear the word of the Lord，
我们听见神的话
，then we trust and obey，
我们信靠顺服
，then we hold onto that sword，
我们就持守着这刀。
If we hear the word of the Lord，
如果我们听见神的话
，and we do not obey and trust，
我们却不顺服
，and the sword is not in our hand，
那这刀就不在我们的手中。
So, brother and sister, today, is the sword in our hand or not?
弟兄姊妹，今天这刀是否在我们的手中？
Sometimes when we are strong, then the sword is in our hand.
有时我们刚强时，这刀在我们手中。
But sometimes when we are weak, then we put down the sword.
有时我们软弱时，我们却放下这刀。
Is that the case?
是否是这样的情
况？ And then we are not a mighty man.
那么我们就不是大能的勇士。
The mighty man will not let go of the truth.
大能的勇士永不会与真理离开。
He will not let go of the sword.
他永不会放下他的刀。
Even he was weary.
虽然他疲乏。
He hold on to that sword until that the sword can never be separated from his hand.
他紧紧抓着那刀，直到这刀再也不能离开他的手。
And this is a mighty man.
这就是大能的勇士。
Brothers and sisters.Then we want to do everything possible to separate the truth from us.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌总是要把这真理与我们分开。
If we ask the questions today, the question is simple: What are the most important meetings in the assembly?
如果我们问这简单的问题，今天我们教会中最重要的聚会是什么
？And I think most of us will know the Lord's table is the most important meeting.
我们大多数人会回答波饼聚会。
And we also know the corporate prayer meeting is probably the second most important meeting.
我们也知道团体的祷告聚会是第二重要的。
So these are the truths.
这是真理。
We all know.
我们都知道。
And this is the sword.
这就是那刀。
But the question is,
但是问题
is this sword?That we know is in our hands or not.
这问题就是这刀是否在我们的手中。
Are we able to hold on to this sword under any circumstances?
我们是否在任何情况中都能够抓着这刀？
Yeah, whether I'm busy or not.
无论我是否忙碌。
Whether when I'm strong or I'm weak,
无论我刚强或软弱。
Am I holding this sword in my hand?
我是否手中抓着这刀？
If Lord's table is such an important meeting,
如果波饼聚会是如此重要，
then it is important when I not busy.
那么我不忙的时候是重要。
But when it is still important when I am busy.
那当我忙的时候也是重要。
It is important when I wake up early.
当我早起的时候是重要。
It is still important when I wake up late.
当我起得迟的时候也是重要的。
And the sword should be in my hands.
这刀必须在我的手中。
Because I am the mighty man.
因为我是那大能的勇士。
If the prayer meeting, if you come together to pray with saints, it's important.
如果祷告聚会与圣徒聚集在一起祷告是重要的。
And that should be the sword.
那就是那刀。
That sword should be in my hand.
那刀必须在我的手中。
When I free.I should hold that sword in my hand.
当我空闲的时候，我抓着那刀。
But when I'm very busy,
当我非常忙碌的时候
，Can I let go of that sword?
我能否放下那刀呢
？If I let go of that sword,
如果我放下了那刀
，Then I am not a mighty man.
我就不是大能的勇士。
A mighty man would never let go of his sword.
大能的勇士永不会放下他的刀。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，Over the years,
在这许多年间
，We have gotten a beautiful sword.
我们都得着一个非常美丽的刀。
We have a beautiful sword like Eliezer's.
我们的刀就如同以利亚撒的刀那样美丽。
But how often that sword is in our hand?
但那刀多常常不在我们手中。
We often let go of that sword.
我们常常放下那刀。
The sword and us can be separated by our circumstances.
这刀和我们能够因着我们的环境而改变。
Therefore, we are not a mighty man.
因此，我们就不是大能的勇士。
And today, we thank the Lord.
今天我们感谢主。
Who gave us some mighty men in assembly?
他在我们的聚会中赐给我们大能的勇士。
There are those brothers and sisters that will come together to pray week after week.
这就是那些弟兄姊妹一周又一周能够聚集在一起祷告。
And year after years.
一年又一年。
They are not those who have free time.
这不是那些空闲的人。
There are those who are busy.
这些是忙碌的人。
But they know they have to keep the sword in their hands.
但他们知道，他们必须要持守这刀在他们的手中。
And this is important for all of us.
这对我们都是非常重要的。
So I ask every brother and sister to consider.
我请每一位弟兄姊妹都来思想这事。
To polish your sword.
要磨亮你的刀。
And to hold on that sword.
要抓住这刀。
And hold on to it every single day.
每一天都抓着这刀。
Whether you're busy or you're free.
无论你是忙碌还是空闲。
Keep that sword in your hands.
紧抓这刀在你的手中。
Like Eliezer's.
如同以利亚撒。
That's what he did.
这就是他所做的。
He held on his sword.
他持守他的刀。
Then you see what happened.
然后你看到发生了什么
？And the Lord brought about a great victory that day.
耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
And the people returned after him only to strip the slain.
众民在以利亚撒后头专夺财物。
It was the Lord that brought about the great victory.
这是耶和华使他们大获全胜。
And the men of Israel returned.
然后以色列人就回来了。
And they no longer need to fight.
他们不需要征战。
The victory of Eliezer became their victory.
以利亚撒的得胜成为他们的得胜。
They only came to strip the dead.
他们只用来夺财物。
Brothers and sisters, this is such a great picture.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等伟大的图画。
Even the men of Israel had withdrawn.
虽然以色列人退后了。
But we thank the Lord there was a mighty man, Eliezer.
但是感谢主，有一位勇士以利亚撒。
And his hand clung to his sword.
他的手黏住刀把。
Brothers and sisters, you know, I like to really ask you to consider whether today God is calling you to be a mighty man.
弟兄姊妹，我要请你来思考，主是否今天呼召你来做大能的勇士。
And that's the need of this day, and that is the need of this time. That's the need of this age is a mighty man.
这是今天这个时刻这个时代所需要的大能的勇士。
We can do many other things.
我们可以做许多其他的事。
We can do many other wonderful things for the Lord.
我们可以为主做其他许多奇妙的事。
But there is nothing more important and nothing more critical than to be a mighty man like Eliezer.
但没有更重要更关键的就是像以利亚撒这样的勇士。
Then his sword is clung to his hand.
他的手黏住了刀把。
The third person is Shammah.
第三个人是沙马。
And the son of Agi and Hararite.
哈拉人雅基的儿子。
Again, the Philistines were gathered into a troop where there was a plot of ground full of lentils.
非利士人聚集成群在一块长满红豆的田里。
And again, they came, but they came this time to a different place. They came to a field full of lentils.
这次他们到一个不同的地方，是一个长满红豆的田里。
Now, what does the field full of lentils mean spiritually?
长满红豆田里的属灵意义是什么
？Brothers and sisters, remember that there is a connection between lentil and the inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，你记得在红豆和产业中有关联的。
Do you remember in Genesis that Esau exchanged his inheritance for a lentil stew?
你记得在创世纪中，以扫用了红豆汤换了。被换走了长子的产业，他的产业。
The real intention of the Philistine were to take away the inheritance from Israel.
非利士人真正的用意是要夺取以色列人的产业。
So in Old Testament, the entire promise of the Lord were gathered up in their inheritance.
在旧约里头，神所有的应许就是要得着产业。
If the Philistine could take away the inheritance of Israel, then they could wipe out the people of Israel from the promised land.
如果非利士人能够夺取以色列人产业，他们就会把以色列人从这应许之地完全消灭。
This battle of the field full of lentils is still going on today.
这个红豆田里的征战今天仍旧在进行。
The entire battle in the Middle East is the battle of the field full of lentils.
在中东所有的征战就是红豆田里的征战。
Again, the people fled from the Philistines.
这些以色列人又逃离开了非利士。
Just like Esau who despises his own inheritance.
就如同
The people of Israel despise their own inheritance and not willing to battle for their own inheritance.
以色列人也藐视他们的产业，他们不愿意为着征战。
Isn't that true today?
今天是否也是如此?
God's people today would rather sing worship song in a very nice church building than to battle for our inheritance with the Philistines.
神的子民宁可在一个美丽的教堂建筑里头唱敬拜的歌，而不愿意与非利士人征战。
You know, I still remember back in 1973, there was a huge battle for Roe v. Wade.
我记得在1973年有一个极大的征战，就是罗伊和韦德的堕胎案。
And the church fought very hard at the time.
当时教会极力地为这事征战。
Even the church lost the cause, but the voice of the church was heard during the time.
虽然当时教会败诉了，但是教会的声音却让许多人听见了。
But today, where is the voice of the church concerning the same-sex marriage?
但是今天，教会的声音在哪里？关乎着同性恋的结婚。
Where is the voice of the church concerning transgender issues today?
教会的声音在哪里？关于这些变性人的问题。
It looks to me the Philistines are coming for the lentil field, and no one seems to willing to fight for the lentil field anymore.
非利士人来到了这红豆田，但是却没有人愿意为这红豆田征战。
But there was a person called Shammah.
但是有一位勇士沙马。
He took his stand in the midst of the plot.
他却站在那田间。
And not only took his stand, he took his stand in the middle of the field full of lentils.
他不仅站在田里，他是站在田的中间，充满红豆的地方。
Right, this is courageous.
他实在是极有胆量的人。
Today, are we willing to take our stand in that field full of lentils?
今天我们是否会愿意站在这红豆田的中间
to fight the Philistines
与非利士人征战
when the rest of the people fled
但当其他的人逃跑了
that's the situation we're facing today
那就是我们今天所面对的
you know, there is a field full of lentils
有一个充满红豆的田
and the Philistine came to take over the field
非利士人来了，要夺取这田。
God's people were not willing to fight.
神的子民却不愿意为这田征战。
How about us?
我们如何呢?
God is looking for a mighty man.
神在寻找一位大能的勇士。
Like Shammah.
如同沙马。
Took his stand in the midst of the plot.
他能在红豆田里为主站立。
He didn't stand in the corner of the plot.
他不是站在红豆田的角落。
He didn't stand in the edge of the plot.
他不是站在红豆田的边边上。
He made it very clear. But he took his stand in the middle of the plot.
他非常清楚地站在红豆田的中间。
You know, God was very jealous about his lentil fields.
神对于他的红豆田是非常忌邪的。
And God was not willing to let go of the lentil fields.
神是不愿意放弃他的红豆田。
But God was looking for a mighty man.
神在寻找一位大能的勇士。
To take his stand.
为他站立。
On behalf of God's people.
为神的子民站立。
But who was willing to take that stand today?
谁愿意为主站立?
Brothers and sisters, our family could be a lentil field.
弟兄姊妹，我们的家庭可能是个红豆田。
And Philistine is coming to take it over.
非利士人来要夺取这田。
And everyone in your household fled.
你家里每一个人都逃了。
But God is looking for a mighty person.
神在寻找一位大能的勇士。
To take his stand on behalf of this family.
为着这个家庭站立。
To take his stand in the middle of the plot.
在这田的中央站立。
Are you willing to be that mighty person?
你是否愿意做那大能的勇士?
It only take one person.
只需要一个人。
It only take one person like Shammah.
只需要一个人像沙马。
Who was willing to take his stand.
他愿意为主站立。
Oftentimes in history, this was the case.
在历史中，常就是如此。
In the book of Esther,
在以斯帖记。
You know, it's the same situation. The whole Israel was in danger.
是同样的情况，整个以色列人都是在危险中。
But God found a mighty man in Mordecai.
但神找到一个大能的勇士，就是莫迪盖。
Who took his stand in the middle of the plot.
他在田的中央站立。
He was not wavered.
他不放弃，他不摇动。
He didn't care that nobody stood with him.
他不在乎其他没有人与他一同。
He stood alone.
他单独的站立。
And this is a mighty man.
这就是那位大能的勇士。
Brothers and sisters, Daniel and his friend were mighty men.
弟兄姊妹，但以理和他的朋友是大能的勇士。
When everyone bowed down,
当其他人跪拜。
They stood up.
他们却站立。
They don't care that everyone else bowed down.
他们不在乎其他的人跪拜。
But they took their stand in the midst of the plot.
但他们在田的中央站立。
These are the mighty men.
这就是大能的勇士。
Then the Lord brought about a great victory.
因此耶和华就大获全胜。
And brother and sister, are we willing?To take a stand for our own family.
弟兄姊妹，我们是否愿意为我们的家庭站立？
As long as God can find one mighty man,
神只要找着一个大能的勇士，
God can return a victory to the family.
神就能把得胜带回这个家中。
Brothers and sisters, as we look through the three persons,
弟兄姊妹，当我们来看这三个人，
we know God has a purpose.To transform the thorns into the light of the morning.
我们知道神的旨意是要把荆棘的生命变成晨光的生命。
But in God's wonderful work, God is looking for a mighty man.
在神奇妙的工作中，他在寻找大能的勇士。
He's looking for a person like Joshua Bashabeth.
他在寻找人，如同约瑟巴色。
Who gives the battle to the Lord?
他能把征战交托给主。
No, the victory is just around the corner.
征战是得胜在望了。
As long as you can turn the battle over to the Lord,
只要你能把这征战交托给主。
God is the captain, we must honor him as the captain.
神是耶和华军队的元帅，我们就要尊他为元帅。
It is not easy to give the battle to the Lord, not at all.
要把征战交托给主不是容易的。
It takes courage.
需要胆量。
That's why it is a mighty person.
因此需要大能的勇士。
Are we going to be that mighty person?
我们是否愿意做那大能的勇士？
And Lord is looking for an Eliezer who will hold on to the truth and never let go.
神在寻找以利亚撒这样的勇士，他能持守真理，永不放开。
A mighty man hears the word of the Lord, and a mighty man will obey and follow it.
的勇士听见了主的话，他就能顺服。
His hand clings to the word of the Lord, and just like Eliezer's hand clings to the sword.
他就持守主的话语，如同以利亚撒抓着那刀。
Brothers and sisters, is this now the time we learn to hold on to the sword?
弟兄姊妹，这是就是我们应当学习如何抓着这刀的时刻。
Regardless.The situations we are in.
无论我们在什么样的境况中，
we never let go.
我们永不放弃。
We never let go of truth.
我们永不放弃真理。
We never let go of God's commandments.
我永不放弃神的诫命。
We never let go of God's purpose.
我们永不放弃神的旨意。
And that is a mighty man.
这就是大能的勇士。
God is also looking for a Shammah.Who will take his stand and defend inheritance of God's people?
神也在寻找沙玛这样的勇士，能够为着神的子民能够站立得住。
And sometimes the situation we face is hopeless.
有时候我们所面对的境况是没有盼望的。
You know, today our young people face the situation in college is really hopeless.
今天我们年轻人在大学中所面对的情况实在是没有盼望的。
But God is looking for a mighty man among our young people.
但是神在我们年轻人当中寻找一位大能的勇士。
God only needs one mighty man.
神只需要一位大能的勇士。
The victory needs one mighty man.
得胜只需要一位大能的勇士。
No matter how difficult your situation is.
无论你的境况是多么困难。
Remember, as long as there is one person take his stand in the midst of the plot, the victory is coming.
你只要记住，只要有一个人站在这田地的中间，那么得胜就来到了。
I don't know whether any of you will have these questions. What if there is no mighty man?
我不知道你会不会有这个问题。那么如果没有这个勇士怎么办呢？
What happened if no one here this morning is willing to say, I am a mighty man?
如果今天早上在这里没有一个人愿意说我是那大能的勇士。
We praise the Lord.
我们赞美主。
There is a mighty man.
有一位勇士。
That's our Lord Jesus.
就是我们的主耶稣基督。
He is the captain of the host of the Lord.
他是耶和华军队的元帅。
There is a mighty man, our Lord Jesus.
我们主耶稣基督就是那位大能的勇士。
And you can never separate the truth from our Lord Jesus.
你永不能叫真理离开主耶稣。
Not even the cross.
也甚至十字架。
You can nail our Lord Jesus onto the cross, but you cannot separate the truth from our Lord Jesus.
可以把主耶稣钉在十字架上，但是真理永远不会离开主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus is Eliezer.
我们主耶稣就是以利亚撒。
The sword.It's clung to his hands.
那刀粘在他的手上。
Even unto death.
直到死。
Our Lord Jesus is the Shamath.
我们主耶稣就是沙马。
Who took that stand.
他能站立。
On the Mount of Calvary.
在加略山上站立。
He took that stand alone.
他单独的站立。
And no one is around him.
没有人在他的周围。
All his disciples.Fled from it.
他的门徒都逃跑了。
But the Lord Jesus is that mighty man who took that stand on the Mount of Calvary for us.
但主耶稣就是那位大能的勇士，在加略山上为我们站立。
We thank the Lord there is a mighty man.
我们感谢主，有那位大能的勇士。
Even we could not find any mighty man among us.
虽然我们中间找不到大能的勇士。
And our Lord Jesus is that mighty man.
我们主耶稣就是那位勇士。
Because The Father found this mighty man stood in the field.
因为我们的天父已经找着这位勇士站在这个田间。
And he was given the victory.
他已经得着了胜利。
And that victory is given to us today.
这得胜今天也赐给我们。
So we don't need to fight anymore.
我们不需要再征战。
We should just come and strip the debt.
我们只需要来收取财物。
Brothers and sisters, it's how wonderful.God has made all the provisions for us.
弟兄姊妹，何等的奇妙！主已经为我们预备了一切。
But we need to follow the footsteps of Lord Jesus.
但我们必须要跟随主耶稣的脚中行。
Then the biggest hurdle was overcome by Him.
那最大的征战他已经胜过了。
But we can follow Him.
我们可以跟随他。
We can follow Him and to learn from Him.
我们可以跟随他而向他学习。
And to learn to become a mighty man.
我们能够学习来做大能的勇士。
And he is that great mighty man.
他就是那最极大的勇士。
We learn to be like him.
我们能够学习像他。
In a small way.
能在我们这小的一方面。
To taste the victory together with him.
能与他一同尝到得胜。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning that we can fellowship upon this passage.
父，我们感谢你，今天早晨我们能够来交通这段经文。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to give us the revelations.
我们祷告圣灵继续给我们启示。
So we can see our true conditions.
我们可以看见我们真实的光景。
And we can see the needs.Of this time,
我们可以看见这世代的需要。
Lord, we ask you to encourage all of us.
主，愿你再来激励我们。
And during this time and age, to step up, to be the mighty man you are looking for.
在这个世代，叫我们能够起来，来为你做大能的勇士。
Lord, we We know that oftentimes the Philistines surround us.
主，我们知道非利士人常常围绕着我们。
The men of Israel had withdrawn.
以色列人都退后了。
And the situation looks hopeless.
这情况看起来实在是没有盼望。
But you strengthen our spirit, encourage our heart to be a mighty man.
但你来刚强我们的灵，来激励我们的心，叫我们来为你做大能的勇士。
To turn the battle over to you.
能把这战役交托给你。
To hold on the truth and never let go.
能持守真理，永不放开。
And to take a stand in the midst of the plot.
能在这田地的中央为主站立。
And to witness the victory that you bring over for us.
来见证主所为我们赢得的胜利。
And we commit this sharing into your hands.
我们把这些交通交在你的手中。
I ask the Holy Spirit to work in our heart.
愿圣灵工作在我们心中。
And challenge us.
来向我们挑战。
To be a mighty man.
能做大能的勇士。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。阿门。